Edible. We want it all. Potatoes pulled up from under their poison foliage. The artichoke's heart scraped clean. The tender bodies of crustaceans broken from their calcified shells. Saffron stamens plucked from the crocus's center. Bark of cinnamon trees, slow sugar tapped from the maple. The golden vomit of bees pried from its waxen vaults. Even for some, the delicate crunch of crickets or hind legs of lamb still tinged with blood. The world is such an unexpected feast. I think of my friend Christopher, who, when he found himself dying early one spring, kept telling us how this was the best part, the letting go. As if in his hunger, he'd somehow broken into death's core, torn off the husk, the brittle shell, found inside the succulent heart, and savored it.